9 days after Hurricane Katrina pounded the Gulf Coast. Here in Washington, there is a new, bigger request for aid. There are congressional investigations into what's gone wrong, and there are demands for the resignation of the head of the Federal Emergency Management Agency. The White House is now seeking nearly $52 billion for relief efforts for Hurricane Katrina. That's in addition to more than $10 billion approved last week. Meanwhile, the two top Republican leaders of Congress have announced plans to conduct a rare joint House-Senate investigation into the response to the hurricane. NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports from the Capitol.
Republican leaders have spent the last day and a half defending themselves against criticism of the federal government response to Hurricane Katrina. Many times they've said it's too early to know what went wrong and why. Then this afternoon they changed their course. Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist, accompanied by House Speaker Dennis Hastert, was resolute.
Let us be clear. We should not diminish in any way the fact that there were acts of heroism by individuals and victories by our first responders who risked their lives. But we all agree that in many areas, the initial relief response to Hurricane Katrina was unacceptable at the local, state, and federal levels.
A joint House-Senate committee with members from both parties will investigate the preparation for and recovery from the hurricane. Their final report will be due in February. Frist made it clear that the committee will look into the state and local government response to Katrina, as well as the federal operations. President Bush and many Republicans say the Federal Emergency Management Agency, or FEMA, is only supposed to be a safety net when state and local governments get overwhelmed. But Democrats charge the Bush administration with trying to spread around the blame rather than take responsibility for what many call FEMA's poor preparation and response. House Democratic Leader Nancy Pelosi said that responsibility lies squarely with the president.
He is the one who chose Michael Brown to help FEMA, who has no credentials for the job. When I said to the president that he should fire Michael Brown, he said, "Why would I do that?" I said, "Because of all that went wrong, with all that didn't go right last week." And he said, "What didn't go right?" Oblivious, in denial, dangerous.
Republicans have protested these kinds of comments, calling them a blame game that distracts from the current crisis. Meanwhile, the White House today asked for another installment of cash for the hurricane relief operations, $51.8 billion to buy food and water, pay for shelters and first responders. And White House spokesman Scott McClellan said the money will keep flowing.
There will be more that will be needed to cover the longer-term response and rebuilding efforts, and we continue to work on assessing those needs. We appreciate Congress's willingness to move ahead quickly on this additional supplemental to make sure the needs of those who have been affected continue to be met on the ground.
House and Senate leaders have pledged to approve the money by the end of this week. And while lawmakers, especially those from the hardest-hit states, are still focused on getting survivors' basic needs met, some in Congress are trying to estimate how much all of this will cost over the long haul. Officials say it could reach up to $150 or $200 billion, all of which is likely to deepen the federal budget deficit. And Speaker Hastert said today that the second phase of recovery should include some kind of economic stimulus package for the Gulf Coast region.
We have people who have not just lost their families and they're displaced out of their homes, but they lost their jobs and our economy's down. What we have to do is get this take care of the problems and make sure that the people who were affected by this storm are safe. Then we start to need to move and get this economy going again as well.
Broken fuel pipelines, the shutdown of major shipping ports, and closed businesses all impact the entire U.S. economy. Republican leaders have not yet detailed what would be in an economic stimulus package, though that usually means new tax cuts and incentives for businesses. They say they'll announce their plans in the next couple of weeks. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, The Capitol.